Now the divide between Japan and China is not just between governments. A group of Chinese and Japanese students found that out when they tried to stage a play together. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
One, two, three!
Students let out a warm-up cheer as they prepared to perform a play they wrote themselves. A scene on any campus, perhaps, but this is a play with a difference. Written by Chinese and Japanese students, it was performed in Tokyo and in Nanjing, the Chinese city where up to 300,000 citizens were massacred by Japanese troops 70 years ago. The play was the brainchild of literature professor Liu Haiping from Nanjing University.
I had this idea mainly because I was worried to see that China and Japan, the relationship had been set to such a low. Not only that because of the government-to-government relationship, but I'm more worried that the strong feelings among the students and the people here.
There's an excited buzz as the audience waits for the play to start. But Professor Liu admits he might have had second thoughts had he known the obstacles he'd face over the past 2 years as he tried to stage this performance. The first play he chose was written by a Japanese playwright, but the Japanese students rejected it. Professor Liu says they found it anti-Japanese. Student Michio Oi says it didn't reflect the views of her generation.
The play was written in Japanese more than 20 years ago, and seemed to me the play was a little bit one-sided.
And so she suggested that the students, both Chinese and Japanese, write their own play. In theory, this was fine, but Professor Liu judged the students' new play to be too politically sensitive.
They somehow use kind of an Indian fable, six blind men and elephant. They want to show basically what the Chinese and Japanese know about the past was all partial. But for the play to be produced here in China, like this would be problematic because who really started the war and who really the massacre, people who suffered. So you just present it as half and half or just partial. I don't think the students here will accept it and the leadership will accept it.
It was a big disappointment for scriptwriter Michio Oi.
The script focused on the differences between the perception of history. And that script, I didn't say which is wrong or right, or fact or truth. It was neutral to me, but Mr. Liu pointed out my standard of neutral doesn't have to be Chinese audience neutral.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to our show.
But just as time was running out, the students, led by Michio, came up with another play.
This story is taken from our real-life experiences.
The resulting play is a comedy romp through the students' blossoming relationships. It charts the awkwardness of the first meetings, the shared excitement at having the same pop idols, and the dawning realization that friendship is possible.
Yeah. Nationality is not everything when making friends.
Ending with a high-energy dance number, this play is most notable for its complete avoidance of any historical issues. But despite its lack of depth, it's a big hit with the mainly Chinese audience. For the Japanese students, the whole experience has been eye-opening. Scriptwriter Michio Oi says it exposed her for the first time to the full horror of Japanese atrocities in Nanjing. And through that, she realized the depth of the gulf dividing Chinese and Japanese.
I found that the difference in understanding history is much deeper than I ever expected. So it's impossible to just directly jump into those topics. We have to create trust and bond, something concrete first.
For Professor Liu, the play has achieved its aim of bringing students together. And in future, he wants to put on a play every year, each with a new crop of students.
I will regard this play as the first act of a play of many acts. Maybe in next play, we can talk about history, but also look to the future.
The students wrote the play's theme song, Move On to the Future, themselves. But their own experience shows how, for the students, as for their governments, the bonds of history still exert their pull on the present, making moving on almost impossible. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Nanjing.